we found this record, and so it was this preacher not only saying Christianity is stupid, communism is good, but he was very musical. He was saying, Christianity is stupid, communism is good, give up, give up, give up! And we thought, what a great thing to set to music. Now, we made this audio track before we had samplers. In fact, I think samplers existed, but we couldn't afford them. We'd never had that much money. And so we were doing this with, again, composing original music, kind of a brainwash, some music that we thought felt this sort of theme of brainwashing. And so we made this very leaden, very heavy, leaden, dirge-like piece of music. And added the Reverend on top as the vocalist. We didn't add too much more to it. We actually kept this one fairly simple because we just liked keeping those points, you know, just letting him get right to the point there. And of course, the interesting thing about this is that this is not Negative Land saying Christianity is stupid or communism is good. It's the Reverend S.W. Perkle. Well, this track, we ended up calling it Christianity is Stupid. Probably was not the most imaginative title, but it seemed like the obvious one to pick. And we put this out on a record that was called Escape from Noise, which actually did really well. It was kind of a bit of a hit on college radio. But I'll get to that. There's more to the story that I'll tell you after I show you this next clip. Anyway, many years later, there was a film that came out, and some of you may have seen it. It was by an actor and filmmaker from Australia. Very popular little movie about the old JC. Came out a few years ago. It's called The Passion of Christ. Any of you see it?
No.
So you're mostly godless liberals. Ah, some of you are not so godless or so liberal. Okay, great. And yeah, it's kind of like, if you haven't seen it, it's like kind of an S&M torture porn snuff film with Jesus as your main character. It's truly an amazing thing to see. And it's interesting, it's interesting that that's the film that came out at a time when we actually are torturing people for real, and that it's the most popular movie ever made about Jesus. What does that say about us, about our country? I'm not sure, but I think it says something. Well, anyway, we had an idea. We were thinking, one thing we wondered was just how many movies have been made about the life of Jesus Christ? Well, of course, it goes all the way back to the early teens, you know, the first narrative cinema that was coming out. Of course, it's adopted that story from the Bible and told it. Well, we ended up finding about 30 or 40 versions of the life of Jesus Christ that were turned into various biopics over the years. And it turns out that every single one has the same scenes in it of Jesus being beaten, whipped, flogged, nailed to the cross. There's always a shot of him carrying the cross on his shoulder and then stumbling and falling, you know? You always see that scene. And so we're thinking, what if we took those scenes, you know, those similar scenes from every single Jesus movie ever made and edited them all together, kind of like an early 80s rock video. And kind of all on the beat, you know how they always used to be, everything was cut right up to the beat, and set it to our piece of music. And we managed to find a copy of The Passion of Christ. It was, while it was still in the theaters, someone had uploaded it to some peer-to-peer file-sharing network. And I think it was maybe Soulseek, and a friend of mine was able to download the whole thing. So we got that. I joined Netflix as a member so that I could get all the DVDs we needed, and a friend of mine knew how to break all the copy protection so that we could get all the footage, you know, looking fairly pristine. And we needed to find footage of happy communists, of course, to go along with communism is good, and we found footage of...